Case study, condominium. Buyers, Elizabeth Ann Jones and Catherine S. Matney, are attorneys from Houston and live at 527 Apple Drive, Houston 77069. Elizabeth can be reached at 281-537-4482, but Catherine prefers to communicate via email due to her busy trial schedule. Elizabeth's email is eajones@sbcglobal.net, and Catherine can be reached at catmatney@yahoo.com. Sellers, Jonathan Wayne Williams is being transferred by his company to San Francisco and needs to report to work soon. John originally asked $1.25 million for the home, but recently lowered it to $1,150,000 in the hope of getting a quick sale. The buyers saw the property at an open house that they attended with their agent and fell in love with the home. They have already lost out on two other properties, so they have agreed to pay full price with very few contingencies. John is a licensed agent and can be reached at 512-576-7482. His email address is jwillims@hp.net. Property, Unit 807, located at 800 West 5th Street, overlooks the heart of Austin and is exactly what Liz and Kat have been looking for. Since they have never lived in Austin and are not familiar with the area, they are anxious to see the condo docs and the resale certificate. Seller will have 15 days from the effective date of the contract to deliver both items to them. The property has two assigned parking spaces in the garage, and there is open parking for guests while they are visiting. Buyers are accepting the property as is, provided seller replaces the leaking shower faucet in the primary suite bath with one of a comparable style and quality to what is there. The zip code is 78703 for the home located in Austin City Lofts and includes 1.67% interest in the common areas of the property. Exclusions. Seller has not identified anything inside or outside of the property he wants to exclude, and buyers will only use the property as their primary residence. Sales consideration. Financing. Buyers furnished seller with a letter from their lender indicating that they are pre-qualified for a 90% conventional loan. The loan will be fixed for 30 years at 6.75% interest, and the lender has quoted 2% as their adjusted origination charges. They will be given 25 days to get full credit approval. Listing broker. Ken Collins, McMorland Realty, is the listing agent. The listing broker has negotiated a 3% compensation rate with the seller. The buyer broker has negotiated a 2.5% compensation rate with the buyer. Jennifer Thomas is Ken's licensed supervisor with offices at 2400 Rio Grande Street in Austin, Texas, 78705. Jennifer's license number is 236847. Jennifer can be reached at 512-576-8247, and Ken can be contacted on his cell phone at 512-480-8048. Ken's email address is ken.collins@google.net, and his license number is 342271. The license number for McMorland Realty is 454687. The fax number for the listing broker is 512-597-6045. Selling broker, Austin Area Properties found buyers and is representing them as their agent. Lucille Vasquez is the agent. Her licensed supervisor is Thomas Murphy, license number 234873. Their broker's license number is 346847. Lucille works primarily out of her home, but the office is at 510 South Main Street in Georgetown, Texas, 78626. The main office number is 512-840-2200, and their fax number is 512-840-2210. Lucille's email is lucille@aaproperties.com. Her license number is 486137, and she can be reached at 512-756-3221. Earnest money. $15,000 will be deposited initially with Texas American Title. and an additional $10,000 will be deposited within 25 days after the date of the contract. Title policy. Seller has agreed to furnish buyer with the owner's policy of title insurance issued by Fidelity National Title. The closing will be held at Texas American Title, located at 800 Barton Springs Road, Austin, Texas, 78704. No survey is required since it is a high-rise condominium, and buyer is only planning to use the property for residential purposes. The parties have agreed to 4 days for buyer to issue objections to the title commitment, etc. Seller concessions. The only request of seller is that he has the property professionally cleaned prior to delivery of possession, and that all of seller's personal property be removed from all areas. Closing and possession. Closing will be on or before March 6, 2025, and seller will pay buyers $350 per day, along with a $3,000 security deposit, to remain in the property for 5 days after closing and funding. Seller will be responsible for all utilities during the leaseback. He has a small dog that can remain in the property until the move-out. The daily rental amount will increase to $600 per day should seller not surrender possession to buyer as agreed. Additional information. The home was built in 2005. Buyers paid an option fee of $500 to create a 10-day right to terminate. Seller's disclosure was available on the MLS system for buyer's agent to get a copy and present it to buyer prior to the offer being made. The effective date of the contract is January 10, 2025. Buyer will pay up to $450 to have the condo docs transferred into their name. Buyers will consult with June Walker, an attorney for Walker & Clark. Her number is 713-854-2217. Her email is gwalker@walkerandclark.com.